Marsh turned his smile on John. "Lord Commander Mormont has requested you for his personal steward, John. You'll sleep in a cell beneath his chambers in the Lord Commander's Tower." "And what will my duties be?" John asked sharply. "Will I serve the Lord Commander's meals, help him fasten his clothes, fetch hot water for his bath?"
"Certainly."
Marsh frowned at John's tone.
"And you will run his messages, keep a fire burning in his chambers, change his sheets and blankets daily, and do all else that the Lord Commander might require of you.
Do you take me for a servant?"
"No,"
Master Aemon said from the back of the sept. Clydes helped him stand.
"We took you for a man of night's watch, but perhaps we were wrong in that."
It was all John could do to stop himself from walking out. Was he supposed to churn butter and sew doublets like a girl for the rest of his days?
"May I go?" he asked stiffly.
"As you wish," Bowen Marsh responded. Darian and Sam left with him. They descended to the yard in silence. Outside, John looked up at the wall, shining in the sun. The melting ice, creeping down its side in 100 thin fingers. John's rage was such that he would have smashed it all in an instant, and the world be damned.